Right from the Beginning by Patrick J. Buchanan. Dedication. For my brother Bill, William B. Buchanan, Jr., born August 25, 1936, died September 21, 1985. A note of acknowledgement. Without the constant encouragement and assistance of four special women, Right from the Beginning would have gone wrong from the start. Helen Reese, my agent, also raised in Washington, D.C., who steered me through the shoals of the publishing industry and cheered me on through each draft. Agnes Waldron, special assistant to Presidents Nixon, Ford, and Reagan, who read and reviewed the first draft and directed me to return immediately to the Macintosh word processor. Frederica S. Friedman, my editor at Little Brown, who pursued me for 2 years to write this book, and whose ideas on specific editing suggestions, which numbered in the hundreds, were invaluable, and saved whatever has been salvaged herein. And my wife, Shelley, who read each sentence and each chapter in each draft, and lovingly criticized every single word. Pat Buchanan, October 6, 1987. Chapter 1. Is that Churchill under the bed? If you can't bear the cross. Let the bloodbath begin, came the voice from the back of the room. John Lofton, the columnist, was casting his lot in favor of a Buchanan run for the Republican nomination in 1988. Along with 24 other conservative leaders, John had been invited to my house that night of January 14, 1987, to discuss a presidential bid. The meeting in my living room was chaired by my sister Bay, the former treasurer of the United States. John was speaking for the majority present, most of them, some of the most dedicated selfless people in American politics, like my old friend and Nixon-era comrade Howard Phillips of Conservative Caucus, nodded agreement. Jack Kemp had had his chance, they said, but he had failed to catch fire and he never would. Pat Robertson could not be nominated. The moderates were quietly recapturing the party and we couldn't wait any longer. Only a Buchanan candidacy could galvanize the true believers for an 18-month barn-burning campaign to prevent the nomination from being yielded up once again to the Republican establishment, represented by Vice President George Bush and Senate Minority Leader Robert Dole. The race for the nomination was open, and the title of conservative leader, held only by Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan in the modern era, would become vacant in 1988. Why not go for it? Reaction to my defense of the president in early December, in a Washington Post polemic that lionized Ollie North as a national hero and derided the silent Republicans, a portrait in ingratitude, for having headed for the tall grass, had been electric. The Monday it appeared on the op-ed page, I was on the evening news on all four networks, was interviewed by Peter Jennings at halftime on ABC's Monday Night Football, and addressed a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?